bracing for the news.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The new unemployment numbers come out in less than an hour, and they won't be attractive. Economists expect to hear that employers cut 640,000 jobs in February. That would move the unemployment rate close to 8%. We'll see how Wall Street reacts. The Dow kept up its free fall yesterday, losing another 280 points. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Mesirow Financial. She says investors seem baffled.
I think the market's starting to get to the point where it feels like it's trying to catch knives and they'd rather all the knives just fall on the floor so they can figure out what the bottom is and then pick them up safely. And at the moment, everyone's just sort of standing on the side saying, we don't understand, there's too many moving parts.
Asian markets kept up the slide this morning, falling another 2 to 3%. European markets are down less than 1% at this hour. Wall Street was off 4% yesterday across the board. The Dow stands at a mere 6,594. Citigroup closed at $1.02. General Motors warned of possible bankruptcy, and its shares closed at $1.86. That bankruptcy warning not only shook up the markets, but governments all over the world. The head of the European Union is now calling for a crisis meeting of the member states that have GM factories. Christopher Wirth reports from London.
GM has been approaching individual European governments for rescues of its subsidiaries. But the EU's industry commissioner said yesterday, enough is enough. He called on GM to be transparent with Brussels on how its European facilities would be impacted by cost reductions. Ministers agreed yesterday there would be no EU-wide bailout for the automaker. Michael Tyndall is an analyst with Nomura Securities in London. He says whether it's rescued or not, GM hasn't proved it can be profitable in the future.
I really hope that these politicians don't lose sight of the bigger picture, which is they are the custodians of the taxpayers' money. And at the end of the day, they have to make a decision as to whether or not saving jobs in the near term is a good investment for the long term.
No date has been set, but talks would include Germany, Britain, and other countries with GM factories. The company directly employs approximately 55,000 people in Europe. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
The Washington Post reports this morning the U.S. government is preparing a plan to give wealthy investors the deal of a lifetime, a chance to make a killing without risking massive losses. The program could have the government loaning almost $1 trillion. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch explains.
The government has turned to these wealthy investors for a simple reason. They're the ones sitting on the biggest pile of cash. Here's how a deal would work. A hedge fund ponies up $1 million. The Fed loans it another $9 million. The hedge fund then uses that $10 million to buy an asset-backed security. An asset-backed security is used to finance things like student loans, car loans, and credit cards. The hedge fund would have to hold on to that security for 3 years. If its value rises to $11 million, investors get to keep that million-dollar profit, basically doubling their money. If the value drops, investors may lose their initial investment, but nothing more. Taxpayers are on the hook for the rest. The government is considering this sweetheart deal to coax money back into the credit markets. It thinks this may be the only way to do it. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
A bit of earnings news this morning. H&R Block says its third quarter profits surged as it prepared more tax returns in the early season.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
This weekend, it's time to set your clocks forward for daylight saving. It's an annual harbinger of spring, and maybe it's just what this country needs. Not only are the economy and stock market bumming us out, scientists say the low light of winter can depress us too. Lois Kron is a psychiatrist at the Mayo Clinic. She specializes in light therapy. Dr. Kron, the evenings will stay lighter longer now. Is that good for our mental outlook?
Well, we have to be careful. If you get too much light exposure in the evening, it can make it difficult to fall asleep. So I'm more interested in light exposure in the morning.
So falling back is better than springing forward.
Well, in a way, it's easier from a sleep standpoint.
Oh, so much for the spring forward rally on Wall Street. Doctor, how often are you seeing clients who are depressed about the economy?
Oh, that is a daily event at this point. Many people are worried about the situation they're in now. and worry even more so about what the future may bring.
Give me a favorite example. What do they tell you?
Well, someone comes in and says they've been working hard and carefully planning for the future, and now when they open their mail or check their online account, they just become very despondent that they're not seeing the returns they expected, and they worry about how much worse it's going to become. And then that can consume them, that they really have this dark feeling that follows them as they go throughout their day.
You call it a dark feeling, which leads us to your specialty of light therapy. How much can that help?
Well, light therapy can play a role. You know, it's important that it be used appropriately. But for some patients, getting out into the sunshine, especially early in the day, can be a very real and biologically significant way to lift their mood, deal with their depression. It can be used in combination with medications or with psychotherapy, although some people will use it by itself.
Doctor, what have you found most interesting about the sadness and fear our country seems to be experiencing?
Well, it's reality-based, and that's what makes it tough. You know, there have been some very significant changes in our economy, so we need people to take this seriously, make appropriate changes in their home budget, but not overreact, to have some hope that with time this will improve.
And get outside more.
Absolutely. To have balance, be physically active, get sunshine, especially in the morning.
Well, here's to sunnier days ahead.
Very good.
Dr. Lois Kron is a psychiatry professor at the Mayo Clinic. Doctor, thank you.
You're very welcome.
How are you weathering the economic fallout? We'd love it if you shared your story with us when you visit us at marketplace.org. While you're there, you can also check in with our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke, hoping you have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.